tried to turn me around. He's all for everything that's got a name, all the way. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling home. I feel like traveling home. My heavenly home, bright and fair. I feel like been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. I feel his blessed face I see. I feel like traveling on. Oh yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heaven.
Let's magnify his name and love him. Lord, we praise you and worship you. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to help us tonight. Let your will be done. We assemble tonight, Lord. We just magnify your name and glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the day you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Father, we praise you. We love you. Glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Come on, help us, let's make a good choir. Amen, come on, let's worship the Lord tonight. Amen, turn around, shake your neighbor's hand. Tell him it's good to see him in the house of the Lord.
Turn to page 94 tonight. I'm in a new world. Page 94.
Well, the Lord has been so good to me. He set my captive spirit free. Old things are passed away. All things are new today. Well, he gave me life from past so dim. Oh, how I've changed since I found him. I'm in a new world since Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. Old things have passed away. But behold, all things are new. Ever since that happy day, really opened up my blinded eyes. Then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world since Lord saved me. While traveling down the simple road, I had no friend to share my load. I wandered here and there, yet no one seemed to care. But when I knelt that night to pray, I stepped into a brand new day. I'm in a new world since Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Ever since that happy day, will he open up my blinded eyes? Then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world since Lord saved me. Well, I can't explain the way I feel. There's not a doubt I know it's real. There's glory in my soul, and hallelujah grown. Though earthly grace may turn me down, I still retain the peace I found. I'm in a new world since Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. cries, I'm in a new world. Sing, Lord, sing, oh yes, I'm in a new world. Old things have passed away, but behold, all things are here. Ever since that happy day, when it opened up my blinded eyes, then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world. Sing, Lord, save me. I said, the Lord has. Since I found him, I'm in a new world. Since the Lord saved me, I'm in a new world. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Ever since that happy day, he opened up my blinded eyes. And I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world. Since the Lord saved me. Oh, while traveling down the simple road, I had no friend to share my load. That's when I knelt that night in prayer. I stepped into a brand new day. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. Old things have passed away, but behold, all things are new. Ever since that happy day, well, he opened up my blinded eyes. Then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I know it's real, there's glory in my soul, and the hallelujah grow. Though earthly friends may turn me down, I still retain the peace I found. I'm in a new world, since Lord saved me. I'm in a new world, old things have passed away. But behold, all things are new, ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world.
Turn to page 30. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Page 30.
Well, some of these days I'm going home where no sorrows ever come. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Safe from heartache, pain, and care. We shall all that glory share.
And I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down, rest a little while.
We'll
soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm gonna shake that hand
with the elder.
Lord, and tell my
children good morning.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord,
sit down, rest a little while.
We'll soon be
done. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes,
oh, then tell
my kindred good morning.
Then I'm gonna sit down
beside my Jesus.
Oh, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while. Oh, kindred and friends, now wait for me. Soon their faces I shall see.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
To the home of life's affair. And we'll all be gathered there.
And I'm gonna sit
down beside my Jesus.
Oh,
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon
trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm gonna
shake that hand to the elder.
Lord, and
tell my kid good morning.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord,
sit down and rest a little while. And I shall behold his blessed face. I shall feel his matchless grace.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
Oh, my peace.
Sit down
beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the
side, and I will don't shake that hands together.
Lord,
until my King, good morning.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord, don't
sit down, rest a little while.
Let's soon be done.
Let's soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in my home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side, and I will
don't shake that hands together.
Lord,
until my King, good morning.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside of my Jesus.
Lord, we'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
Tis the home of life's affair. And we'll all be gathered there.
And now we're going to
sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord,
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
Oh, we'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in the home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm going to
shake that hands in the air.
Lord, and
tell my kindred good morning.
Then
that's going to be. Thank God for that hope we have in Jesus. Amen. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer in just a moment. Amen. Come in and bring our needs to the Lord in prayer. And maybe there's someone on your heart tonight. You want to lift their name up in prayer. Let's continue to pray for the Purefoy family, if you would. Also, Sister Elizabeth Cohn had surgery today. And I think everything was as successful as possibly could be. So let's just pray that that will solve the issues she's having with her shoulder. And just take away the pain and the discomfort and just help her through rehab and things. So lift up Sister Elizabeth Cohn in prayer, if you would. Any others on this right side this evening, Brother Chester? All right, let's pray for Laura Sheffield, if you would. All right, Charlotte Mingledorf, let's continue to lift her up in prayer. Good to have our guests with us tonight. Appreciate them being with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. How about in the middle section? With Mike. All right, Brother John.
Brother Brian. All right, Brother Nelson. Sure. Brother Brian. All right, let's pray for this co-worker, Brother Leroy. All right, Sister Nita. All right, Sister Allison. Brother Steve. All right, how about on the left side tonight? Sister Wilder. Sister Carol. All right, remember this request. Any others tonight? Amen. Well, let's pray for this service. Let's pray one for another. Amen. If you would, come on to the altar. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's remember these requests. Remember those you heard nearby. Amen. Touch the hem of his garment. Let's do it tonight. Father, we love you. Hallelujah.
Which do.
Let's sing Amazing Grace tonight, the first and last verse. Amen. Let's sing it unto the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound I say, a wretch like me, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. When we've been there, been thousand years, why shining as the sun, we've no less days to see God's grace than when we
the Lord. If you have your Bibles this evening, I want to draw your attention to the book of St. Luke's Gospel. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 7, starting at verse number 11, and reading down through the 17th verse. Amen. Luke chapter number 7, starting at verse number 11. When you have it, say amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and he touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, Arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about." The end of verse number 16, I'll borrow that for the title, but I want to preach about this story tonight. God hath visited his people. I want to talk to you tonight about a visitation of God. A visitation of God. It's my prayer that if you're here tonight and you need a visitation of God, amen, two things will happen. And I believe the first one we know will happen. God will show up, amen, to visit his people. But then you would open your heart and allow him to visit your life. One more time before you're seated, let's pray and ask the will of the Lord to be done tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for the day you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for this assembly. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the resurrection power that is in your name. We ask you, Lord, tonight to just captivate our minds. Let the anointing of God be in this building. Draw us to the altar. Oh, God, and I pray, Lord, that things that seem hopeless through your touch can be made alive again. We believe it. We believe it in the wonderful name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. A visitation of God. I want to talk to you tonight about how this visitation of God occurs and how the intersection of so many things come to pass in this little story. And I don't feel like I'm going to be preaching that long to you tonight, but I do believe that I've got something relevant for your life, and I pray God will meet us at this altar. Amen. Because here's what I know. The same Jesus that is in this story tonight, although it was 2,000 years ago, his power is the same tonight as it was in the story and that I read. I believe that tonight with everything in me. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. You believe that? Say amen. But I want to point out a few things that happen in this story that I think are so interesting. The Bible says that it came to pass, the 11th verse, that he went out to a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, I want to talk to you about a visitation of God, where it can occur, and really some of the circumstances that might be going on in your life when a visitation of God can occur. Sometimes in our mind we think that a visitation of God is only going to happen when we've got everything figured out, when we're on top of the mountain and everything is just smooth sailing. Then we feel like we're a candidate for a move of God, and that somehow, because we've lived good enough or we've got the pieces to the puzzle just right, that attracts Christ into our life, and that's the only time that we can have a move of God in our life. But contrary to all of that thinking tonight, this story happens when a precious woman who is bearing her only son, who is also a widow, is really in the struggle of her life. But the Bible tells us that, first of all, this meeting happens at the nigh gate to the city, that it happens at the entering into Nain. And as you study about Nain, Nain was on a hill, and the gate to the city, the gate to Nain, was at the bottom of the hill. The cemetery, most scholars seem to estimate, was 6 to 7 miles outside of Nain. And so if you picture in your mind tonight, here is this widow that she is bearing her only son, and she is on the way to the cemetery. The Bible said that much of the town is with her. Some of those are probably genuine friends, but some of those are probably hired mourners, which was common in that day, as they played that music and mourned with her. So at the top of this hill, coming out of the city, is this large crowd headed down the hill, out the gate of the city, out 6 or 7 miles to bury this son in the cemetery that's 7 miles outside of the city. But what she does not know is going to happen is the meeting that's going to take place at the bottom of the hill. That's the first thing I want you to see tonight, is the meeting with God, the meeting with Christ. It takes place at the bottom of the hill. It doesn't take place when she's on the mountaintop at the top, but it takes place when she is at the bottom of the hill, when she is at the bottom, headed out of the city to bury her only son. And so I want you to understand clearly tonight that God is attracted at times when we are at the bottom of life, that when we are at our wit's end, when we don't know anything else to do, amen, I'm still believing that we're a candidate for a move of God, that we don't have to be flying high and on the top and everything is smooth sailing, but you can be at the bottom of the hill. You can be on your way out of the city, out of the gate, on the way to the cemetery, thinking you're hopeless, thinking you'll never get to speak to your son again, and you can be at the very, very bottom, but I'm telling you, friend, you can come in contact with resurrection power in the name of Jesus when you're at your very lowest. Amen.
When you're at your lowest, how many knows God can still be His greatest? When you're at your bottom, it still means that He has all power, that He still is resurrection life, that He is still, my friend, altogether lovely. When you're at the bottom, it does not diminish His power. It doesn't decrease His power, but she is at the bottom. And I want you to understand that, because so many at that point, they throw in the towel and quit. They just they give up and say, it can never work out for me. I can never do what everybody else in the church is doing, or I'll never see a move of God like they have. And they hear other stories of how God rescued people at the bottom, but they say, that might work for them, but it's not going to work for me. But I want to introduce you tonight to this widow who is on the way to bury her only son, and at the very bottom of the hill, she comes in contact with the power of God. Amen. I want you to be encouraged tonight, friend, to know that there is no situation beyond His control, that there is no situation that He cannot reach down into the middle of your life, that there is no situation beyond His control, but He is the Alpha and He is the Omega, that He is the beginning and the end, He is the end. Amen, friend. I'm going to preach to you tonight not just about Christ I read in the Bible, amen, but can I witness in my own life, amen, and how many would witness with me tonight that when you've been down at the bottom, when you've been on the bottom, you can say like the prophet of old said, amen, when I fall, I shall arise. Amen, there's hope in God, there's power in God, there's resurrection, there's restoration, there's a second chance in God. Amen, not only was she at the bottom, but the Bible said that she is burying her only son, and she's already buried her husband. It doesn't get much worse for a woman in the first century, amen, to lose her husband and her son. The only sources of income that she would possibly have, she is buried and on her way to bury. And so not only is she at the bottom, but friend, she is absolutely hopeless, because the only source of income she has, she is either buried by her husband, or she is on the way to bury right now because of her son's death. Amen. She's going to live at the mercy of the city people. She is going to be a beggar. She is going to be an outcast. There is absolutely no hope for this woman. But that's why I love this story so much. That's why I believe this story is placed in the interweavings of God's word. Amen. To show us when it looks like you're down, and it looks like you're hopeless, and it looks like there's just absolutely no way out. There comes an intersection, and she comes face to face with God. She comes face to face with Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I preach to you tonight, friend, that He is able to save to the uttermost? Amen. That we can preach about a God that there is no situation too hard, that there is no night too dark, that there is no cancer in too late of a stage, but my God has the final say so. I said the devil doesn't have the final say so, and the mourners of the city don't have the final say so, but tonight there is one. I said there is a name above every name. There's that name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. There is that name of Jesus that I called on when I got saved. That name of Jesus that has healed my sick body. That name of Jesus that has provided for me when nobody else could do it. But that name Jesus, my friend. I said that name Jesus, nobody else. No other man could help her situation. Nobody else had a solution. Nobody else had a way out of the predicament. But good news for her. I said good news for her. As she is going out of the city hopeless, hope is walking in the city. As she is walking out of the city downtrodden, the life giver is walking into the city. And your Bible said they meet at the gate. Your Bible said that Jesus had a lot of disciples with him. He had a large crowd following him, and she had a large crowd following her. And there is that intersection. There's that intersection of two groups. One group is on their way to the cemetery. They're on their way to death. The other group is coming into the city, and they represent life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's one group headed out of the city that have no hope. They're absolutely hopeless. But there's another group coming into the city that have seen miracles to which no man can do. Amen. Get it in your mind. Do you see that clash of two cultures? Amen. They're headed out. They've got their music playing. They've got their mourners chanting. And they're on the way to the cemetery. And they have no hope of a resurrection. They have no hope of a miracle. But they're marching down to the cemetery like I was when sin reigned in my body. Before I met Jesus, I was on the way to the grave. I was on my way to a devil's hell. Before I met Jesus, there was nothing but mourning. There was nothing but sadness. I had no peace. I had no joy. I had no music in my life. I was headed to the grave. Amen. But oh, can I preach to you? I met Jesus and I was introduced to a new way of living. Amen. It was a brand new culture. Amen. Where I used to have sadness, now I had gladness. Where I used to have mourning, now I had joy unspeakable and full of glory. Where I used to have nothing to shout about, now I could lift my hands and thank God and feel the praises of God in my life. Before, where I had nothing to be excited about and just headed to the grave. But now I'm looking forward. I've got a home in glory. Amen. I've got a reservation in heaven. I've got an elder brother by the name of Jesus. I've got a Savior that washed my sins away. I've got a divine healer in whose stripes I am healed. I've got a Savior that redeemed me and wrote my name down in the book of life. I said, thanks be unto God. Amen. I'm glad I turned around and I started with a different crowd. I'm glad I got saved. Anybody glad you got saved? Anybody remember where he brought you out of? I said he pulled you out of the miry pit of sin. I said he pulled you out of darkness and despair. Let me remind somebody, when he found you, you had been beat down by sin. Let me remind somebody tonight, you didn't have any joy and you didn't have any peace, but he reached down and he picked you up and he set your feet on solid ground. And I've got joy. I said I got peace. I've got, oh my friend, the joy of the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost in this building. Anybody glad you met Jesus? I said anybody glad you had that visitation of God in your life? Hallelujah. And what Jesus says is this. He had compassion, but notice what he says. Notice what he says. The Bible said that he had compassion on her. And then he said, weep not. She is on the way to the cemetery. He stops the funeral procession and he says, weep not. Not because she shouldn't be sad. Not because he discounts the fact she is on the way to bury her only son, but because he knows what he is getting ready to do next. He knows what the next event is going to be. Amen. He's not telling her not to be sad. But what he is telling her is this. Your future is a whole lot better than your past. I'm getting ready to do something that's going to turn your mourning into dancing. I'm getting ready to take your tears away. The Bible said that when he touched that funeral bier, he should not have even touched that. He would have been unclean by transference. But notice what happens, friend. Instead of clean becoming unclean, Jesus reaches down and he says, young man, arise. And that dead boy on the way to the cemetery sits up. That mother has to take that handkerchief where she is weeping tears, and her boy starts talking. I said, only God can do that. I said, only God can do that. I said, only a man by the name of Jesus can do that. Anybody remember? I said, he took your tears away. He took your darkness away. He took your sadness away. I said, I got joy. No wonder the songwriter said, I feel him in my hands and I feel him in my feet. I come by to tell somebody on a Wednesday night in the middle of the summer, amen, that God can tell you, you don't have to cry anymore, that your future is brighter than your past, that there's some hurt and some frustration and there's some things that you buried, but he can bring it back alive. I said, he's got a resurrection power. I said, that which is dead can be brought back alive again. But what has to happen is this. When the young man sat up, he would have been wrapped in grave clothes. That's no way to live. He would have been wrapped in grave clothes. So for him to be able to get out of that bier, first of all, he's got to get out of the situation that he's in. He's got to get rid of those grave clothes. And so I don't know how it happened. Maybe somebody started unwrapping the headdressing. Can you imagine? I wonder what the mourners did. I wonder, the music had to stop. The funeral music had to stop. All of a sudden they had to break out in some shout. They had to break out, and somebody said, we got to get him out of those grave clothes. And they started out of the situation that he was in. Here's what the devil wants you to believe. Amen. You're always going to stay in the same situation. You're always going to stay depressed. You're always going to stay frustrated. You're always going to stay defeated. Those dreams that died, that marriage that died, those relationships that died, the devil said it'll never come back alive. But the devil is a liar. Amen. I said the devil is a liar. I'm serving a God of restoration. I'm serving a God of a second chance. And God can reach down tonight. And things that look dead and we're ready to give up, amen, the angel of God can start unwrapping them. The angel of God can start removing them. And you can leave this place saying, hey, I'm a new creature. I'm alive. I'm alive. I said, I'm alive in Jesus' name. I said, God, do it for somebody in this building tonight. Hallelujah. If God did it for you, if God did it for you, wave your hand and witness tonight. I said, God can make dead things live again. Oh, somebody thank God. I said, lift your hands and love God and say, only God could do it. I said, only God could do that. I said, only God could do that. But he called us. I said, he called us. Amen. He called us out of sin, didn't he? I said, he called us out of darkness. One thing backsliders or sinners have trouble with is remembering you didn't always look so good. Because when they look at their situation, it looks hopeless. It looks dark. It looks like I could never get my life back together like some of those folks that go to church. But they don't just remember 6 months ago. For the sake of embarrassing them, I apologize. But they don't remember when I met Robert and Bridget in Atlanta, in the hospital. Never in my wildest dreams did I think in January they would come here. I met them in Atlanta at the hospital, and we prayed for Paige. I never thought they would wind up here in my church. But I'm going to tell you what God started doing in that little hospital in Atlanta was He started giving somebody hope. Give somebody hope that some of those things that look like they're too far gone, that looks like it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. Lord, it's the fourth day and it's too late for Lazarus. Amen. I was reading the other day about that text and there were those that thought the spirit left the body on the fourth day. And so one reason why Jesus might have delayed to the fourth day is to convince some of those naysayers that it's absolutely impossible for somebody to be resurrected on the fourth day. Amen. But He didn't come on the first day. He didn't raise Lazarus on the second day. He didn't come on the third day. But on that fourth day, that day of impossibility, that day when no man could confuse it, Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus, who was dead, got up. In Jesus' name, I would to God somebody tonight get up. I said get up. You can start over. Get up. You can dust yourself off. Get up. Your marriage can make it. Get up. Your children are going to be saved. Get up in the name of the Lord. I said get up. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The devil is a liar. Woo! Ah, somebody in Jesus' name. Ah, lift your hands and ask the Lord to give us a breakthrough here tonight. Oh, my God, give us a breakthrough here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, let's stand all over this building and worship God for a moment, church. Come on, let's magnify God. Come on, let's worship our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody's going to get a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a visitation of God. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody in this building tonight, there's a situation that looks hopeless. There's a situation that looks like it. There's no way. But in Jesus' name, you're going to get up and believe God. In Jesus' name, you're going to come to this altar. You're going to come to this altar right now before the church comes. Amen. There's somebody in this building said, preacher, you're preaching right to me tonight. You're preaching right to me. I'm going to come to that altar and believe God. I want you to step out and join me in the altar right now. Come on, right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for your family. We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God in Jesus' name. Oh, do it right now, friend. I'll count to three. When I get to three, if that's you, meet me in this altar. One, two, three. If you're here tonight, come on, I believe God will do it for you. I believe God will do it in Jesus' name. But you've got to meet me at this altar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, church, come on, let's gather in. Let's worship the Lord. Come on, let's believe God right now. Let's lift our hearts. Let's magnify God. Come on and worship Him. I said, come on and worship Him right now. Oh, my God, do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, let's love Him right now.